My granny's Edna. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the future of Pine Ridge looks far from bright. That is, if there's any basis for the current rumor that its one truck route may be taken away and rerouted through Big Fork. This sheds considerable light on the recent departures from Pine Ridge of several of its farming citizens. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. He's talking on the telephone.
Yeah, but listen, Earl, I think you ought to think this over a little longer. Yeah, but if all you fellas start moving over to Big Fork, we'll never have a chance in the world of keeping the truck route going through Pine Ridge. Well, Earl, I believe we ought to do everything we can to keep the truck route.
And
then if we don't succeed, there'll be plenty of time to move to Big Fork. Oh, I think you'd still be able to get the place over there. Well, I wish you'd think it over anyway, Earl. Yeah. Huh? All right, Earl. Goodbye. Morning, Edwin.
Yeah, morning. Is that Earl Pomeroy?
Yeah. He's bound and determined to move, looks like.
Yeah, I hear that Al Potter's thinking about moving away, too, huh?
Al Potter?
That's what I hear.
And how many does that make now?
I don't know. Four or five, anyway, out here, though.
That's a funny thing about folks. They hear some little rumor, and right away they start getting jittery and do things without hardly thinking what they're doing.
Huh?
You know good and well there ain't one of them fellas that actually wants to leave Pine Ridge.
Well, they want to get over and get located where they'll be on a new truck route. Them farmers depend something awful on them trucks to take stuff into market farm.
I know they do, but it ain't actual fact that the truck route's going to be changed yet.
It ain't.
Of course not. It's just a rumor. Folks ought to find out the facts of something before they go off on a wild goose chase.
Yes, sir, that's just about what it is. You ought to be careful about picking up them rumors, Lum. You ought to find out the facts of something before you believe things like that and then repeat them.
I should have.
Yes, sir, you ought to watch that, Lum.
Well, much obliged for the advice.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Proud to help you.
Awful thought of you.
Oh, don't mention it now. Just forget about it. That's all right.
Be glad to forget about it.
Well.
Now, if we're all through with that, I'll go back and tell you how I know the actual ain't decided to change the truck route yet.
Huh?
Dick Huddleston said before they can do that, they have to make a big survey and find out exactly how much trucking business Pine Ridge does and all such as that.
Oh.
That's going to take them some time to figure all that out.
Yeah, but that questionnaire we sent back to them, won't they find out from that we ain't doing much business? You wrote down no on every one of them questions, didn't you?
No, I oughtn't have did that, neither.
Hadn't, huh?
No, I already got Dick Huddleston to help me figure it out instead of trying to do it myself.
I believe that'd been a good idea.
But I reckon it's too late to worry about that now. What we got to do is rectify that mistake.
Yeah, we do what to it?
Rectify. It means make up for it.
Uh-huh.
Do something to make it turn out right.
Uh-huh.
I figure that's up to me and you to save Pine Ridge.
Oh, me, I don't know how we're going to do that, Lum, the way they're moving out.
I don't know yet myself. We've got to study up something that'll make the business around here increase upwards. Get the phone, Abner. It might have been our ring.
Oh, it might have been. I never paid no attention.
Might have to start some new business ourselves.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
Well, what'd it be, though?
For the land sakes, Elizabeth, are you crying again?
No, the grocery business, Backers and Forge.
Why, no, Pearl's got her hand satchel all packed and everything. Now, Elizabeth, we can't make her stay home. Well, now, listen, Elizabeth, stop crying. The mail hack's going to be there any minute now to pick Pearl up, so just calm yourself down. Elizabeth, we've been all through this once today. No, there ain't no use arguing now. Everything's all set. Yeah, I will. All right, honey. Goodbye.
What's the matter? You upset on account of little Pearl leaving today?
Yeah, she just cried all over the place this morning before I left.
Huh.
Thought I never would get her calmed down.
Well, don't you want Pearl to go to that nursery school?
I reckon not. She was all right till this morning. Then she got to thinking that little Pearl was actually going to leave today, and she just busted right out crying something terrible.
Hmm.
I don't know what makes women folks do that.
They puddle up at the least little thing.
Fine, they got little Pearl to crying, too. Sound like a bunch of calves in that house this morning.
Oh, women folks will do it every time. Just trick me and you, I believe they must enjoy that. I've saw them crying at weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah, they must. The amount of time they spend doing it. I know I don't get no enjoyment out of it, though.
Well, men folks is made out of different stuff than women folks is. Men are way on a more sensible.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt about that. We got a heap more sense here.
Fact is, it's just one thing that men don't understand very good, and that's women.
No.
That's the main reason I never got married, I think.
Well, when all that boiling gets started around the place, I get to wishing I'd had sense enough to stay a singular bachelor like you long.
I wouldn't say that.
I do.
Sound nice.
Well, it might not.
Is Pearl riding as far as the county seat on the mail hat?
Yeah. Old John's picking both her and Delma up at home.
Mm.
Then he's going to stop by the store a second so I can say goodbye to him.
No. And they're taking the train from the county seat. Huh?
Yeah. And now there's another thing Elizabeth got to worry about. That train ride of all things.
Worrying about it.
Why, she just might die short. Little Pearl's gonna fall off of the train.
Fall off of the train?
Why, sure. Fair little Pearl leaned too far out the window or something. Oh, it's silly.
For goodness sake, silliest one thing I ever heard of.
Why, of course it is. But that Elizabeth can study up more things to worry herself about than any one human I ever know.
Well, you find a generality of women's like that, Edmund. Men are different. I've always said that.
Well, I'm just proud I'm a feller. I know that. Never catch me going around blubbering over little old things like that.
No, we'd never get nothing done if we done that.
Why, of course.
For instance, what would happen to Pine Ridge now if we just sit down here and started crying instead of trying to figure out some way to save it?
No, I mean, I don't know what would become of it. Nothing, I reckon.
Ever, can you think of any new business we might start up?
New business.
Yeah, something that would need a lot of truck hauling of one sort and another.
Oh, let's see, new business.
Something where we'd need to hire a lot of hands.
Yeah.
That might encourage fellas from other communities to move here. That'd give us a bigger population, and everybody's business here would pick up.
Sounds like a good idea. When do we start it?
Wait, we ain't caught up no new business yet.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Ought to have that first, I reckon, yeah.
Be good if we could think of something that the government needs.
Give
them. Yeah, maybe we'd get some backing from them.
Oh, let's see. How about setting up a little shop to make postage stamps, Lum? The government needs a lot of them to sell to the post offices, don't they?
But that's illegal, I know.
How about a place to write up them questionnaires? They use a heap of them. I know that. We get them all the time.
No, that ain't the sort of business I had in mind. Answer the phone here.
Yeah.
We need something that has to haul a lot of...
Hello, jot them down to... Now, Elizabeth, stop that crying. Well, I can't understand nothing you're saying, blubbering that away. What? I can't get a single word. Don't be she's going to flood the place if she ain't careful.
Yes, sir.
Oh, howdy, Miss Barton. Elizabeth was trying to tell me... What? Oh, well, the girls ought to be here any second then. You want me to tell Velma what? What? Can't understand you. Oh, for the land's sake. Now Miss Barton's blubbering too.
Swung to you. She's carrying on.
Ought to be a law again women folks, I believe, huh? They make me sick and tired acting that way.
Well, that's just the nature of them. They're tender-hearted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is just overlook it. More to be pitied than censored. I've always said that.
Yeah, well, she said they done left her. I reckon I better get on out and roll. If old John won't stop the mail hack, once he gets it going, he hates to stop that.
Yeah, well, just a minute, Abner. I'll go with you. I'd like to say goodbye to the girls, too.
Yeah, come along, Mom. They want to see you.
Wait a minute, so I believe I'll fix up a couple of bags of candy for them to take along.
Well, hurry up now. Miss Martin said the mail hack been there and left already, you know, and old John won't stop here but a half a second. You know him.
You reckon they'd like gumdrops or peanut clusters? Or I guess I just mix them up.
I know that there they come, Lon. Come on, hurry up.
Well, go on out and stop them. I'll be right out.
Yeah, all right, hurry up.
Dad, blame that phone. It would ring right now. Hello, jot them down, store and library. Lon Eddard's talking. Mom? Oh, what is it, Miss Barton? The girls forgot what? Well, try and talk a little plainer, Miss Barton. Well, just stop crying for a second. Yeah, it's better. Now, what was the girls forgot? Oh, their overshoes. Well, just a minute, I'll go out and tell them. Wait a minute. The mail hack's pulling out already. Well, don't worry, Miss Barton. You can put them in a box and mail them to the girls. Of course you can. All right, Miss Barton. Good luck. And little John was sure in a hurry. Thinks he has to get that mail hack to the county seat at a certain time or the whole post office system will fall to pieces. Well, did you say goodbye to him all right, Abner?
Yeah.
I hope you said goodbye for me, too.
Uh-uh.
Sorry I didn't get to give him the candy.
Yeah, let's see now. He's trying to study up a new business to save Pine Ridge, huh? Let's see.
Yeah.
New business. How about if we was to take up,
Abner?
Huh?
Go ahead and cry, Abner. I don't care. Fact is, I feel sort of like it myself.
Logan's lost. You don't rank a little pearl as your will fall off that train, do you?